The Bush administration's spending plan for next fiscal year calls for raising $8 million through a new toll system on the Seaway. The shipping industry says the move could hurt businesses and cost jobs. But Seaway Administrator Albert Jaquez says he doesn't expect tolls to affect traffic levels. He says there used to be a toll, but it was eliminated in 1987.
If you look at 5 years before we stopped collecting tolls and 5 years after, you'll see very little change in the level of cargo that moves through the system. And so I wouldn't anticipate a great impact.
Jaquez says the state of the economy in North America has a much larger effect on cargo than any other factor. Great Lakes shippers say the plan is unfair because it would force them to pay twice for using the Seaway, once for an existing harbor maintenance tax and again for a transit toll. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.